Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Dairy auction, but Uggs.
Yeah, it was. Jesus, plenty going on out there at the moment. Mm-hmm. No rest for the wicked. Yeah, we've had another global dairy trade auction overnight, and no, I repeat, no gold medal celebrations for this outcome, though. And this is now, I would have thought, starting to put some real pressure on those lofty expectations for the farm gate milk price, or the forecast farm gate milk price for next year. So, with the exception of a small lift in the global dairy trade price index in June, every auction has delivered a negative outcome for the price index since the beginning of March. So what are we now? We're in August. Well, it's almost 6 months, isn't it? So look, it was a pretty chunky fall as well, yeah. Mike. The index down 5%. So that follows a 5% fall at the 19th of July auction as well. So the last two auctions now, bang, there you go. The price index down 10%. And negative numbers across the board are butter, anhydrous milk fat, buttermilk powder. But the big commodities, the ones that really have an impact, skim milk powder, whole milk powder, big falls there. 5.3% for skim milk powder, 6.1% for whole milk. So put a bit of context on this, Mike. It puts skim milk powder prices back to levels seen in the last quarter of 2021. So you've given up all the gains of 2022. Whole milk powder is a bit more dramatic. You're now back to levels seen in February 2021. So you're giving up sort of all the gains right of the last sort of 18 months. So as a more general comment, Mike, I mean, I have mentioned that you're seeing weakness around the world in soft commodity prices. And that's sort of coming out of or born out of fears of a global economic growth slowdown. You are seeing supply chains easing. And this is all sort of symptomatic of or contributing to a view that inflation pressures do ease. But One of the more important outcomes for us, it takes the gloss off returns for the dairy sector, doesn't it?
Exactly. Meantime, across the Tasman, Philip Lowe pulled the trigger.
He did. So closer to home, more central bank action. Reserve Bank of Australia, they reviewed their interest rate settings yesterday. Look, it was expected they'd raise their cash rate by 50 basis points. That's what we got. But I thought the RBA governor gave a very succinct statement yesterday. They said, the board places a high priority on the return of inflation to the 2 to 3% range over time while keeping the economy on an even keel. The path to achieve that balance is a narrow one and clouded in uncertainty. And basically, that's everything I've been trying to say to you in one sentence. So you just get him on. It's a perfect statement. And that just captures the whole problem we've got at the moment. The rate now is 1.85% over there. They see inflation peaking later this year. They used a similar line to the US Federal Reserve about future rate movements. They said they'll be data dependent, no predetermined path, but will take further steps in the process of normalising monetary policy. The Aussie share market actually reacted positively, went up after the statement, small fall in wholesale interest rates.
Now, what about the Asia region today? What are we going to do about Pelosi? Is everyone freaking out?
There was a bit of freak out yesterday, so a bit of uncertainty during the day yesterday following news that Pelosi may visit Taiwan. Well, she's on the ground there, so she is visiting. She was met on the tarmac by the foreign minister, and I understand she'll hold a press conference with the president of Taiwan today. Highest ranking American politician to visit Taiwan in 24 years. A couple of comments. Geopolitical tensions, Mike, they tend to be short term factors for financial markets, but that very much depends on who the protagonists are and what the situation is. And unfortunately, it doesn't get any bigger than China and the US. A couple of comments. We have had geopolitical tensions between them before. Remember the Trump trade war, the Trump tariffs. However, this will have a military aspect to it. That is unsettling. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll see these geopolitical tensions ratchet up in the next couple of days. However, US share markets overnight, they've up to this stage taken it in their stride. But look, it's going to be a rogue factor, wildcard factor for the next few days.
I need those numbers.
Okay, Dow Jones, 32,536. So they're down 200. That's down 260 points, which is about 0.8%. But less of a fall on the S&P 500. It's down 14 points, 4104, only 0.35%. The Nasdaq's actually up. It's up 17 points, 12,386. So mixed outcomes there at the moment. FTSE 100, 7409, down 4. The Nikkei lost 1.5%, 1.4% yesterday, 398 points, 27594. And the Shanghai Composite and most other Chinese indexes were down similar amounts. The Shanghai Composite down 2.26%, 3186. The Australasian markets relatively unchanged, 6998 on the ASX 200, 11,532 on the NZX 50. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6270, 0.9040 Aussie, 0.6157 euro, 0.5143 pounds, 83.27 against the Japanese yen, gold $1,769.10, and Brent crude $101.55.
Have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.